USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight, the Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying, at the direction of the president, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. Several drug makers increasing their prices, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waderoot@gmail.com.
Another Democrat drops out of the race for 2020.
Julian Castro announcing in a video that he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the field. He struggled, though, to make a dent in fundraising and to make a dent in the polls. He usually was around 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The escalation of violence we've seen in Iraq this week being funded by Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with reaction from a Republican congressman.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al-Anbar where there wasn't as much Iranian influence. But certainly you talk to any of my army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands. And let's not forget that this all started with Kitab Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy, a designated terrorist group, killing an American and wounding four others. And I'm glad that President Trump took swift action to strike back. He was absolutely justified in doing so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.